For the listener at home and for the people in the room, it is 8:05. I have yet to drink any alcohol today. This is how I normally sound. I'm completely sober. That's what comes out of my mouth. How are you, Jen?
I'm okay. I think I'm looking a little like April O'Neil right now.
Yes, you are looking a little April O'Neil for the people that don't know what we're referring.
I'm wearing like a zazzy like romper because like I love to be naked in public every time I urinate. And I think all women here can agree we need to be more vulnerable. Women, right? Who here is not vulnerable enough in 2019? Ladies?
I would like to make it clear that I did not ask Jen to wear a romper. You wore that by choice.
I did. I chose to be naked in a public restroom every time I needed to pee. And every time, I like, because I love playing like a game of like, will I, won't I? Will I make it, won't I make it?
So far, so good?
Yeah, there's no urine on this jumper.
Well,
to my knowledge.
Give
but
it a few
if
hours,
there's a
man.
Doctor in the house, please check it later. Thank you.
Are you trying to make friends with a doctor? Is that what you're saying?
I guess I'm just trying to hit on a doctor in the house.
I get that. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know where to go from there except to bring up our first guest of the hour. He's a very busy man, and I think later tonight he's working with a different guest on the show. I think he's working with Robin tonight. Isn't that correct? I think Robin, who was on the show in the 5 p.m. hour, asked if he's here. Well, he's here now. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Mr. Will Eastman, everybody. Will, come to the stage. Only now do I realize I could have been playing your new record as you walked on the stage, but that would have taken too many clicks, a total of 2 clicks, and I apologize for that.
All good.
Now, there's a switch on there.
All good.
Will, you're a professional. Please know how to use a mic.
You like how she threw you under the bus there? Thank you for spending time with us by choice. I appreciate that.
A pleasure.
I'd like to apologize for my co-host.
Will Eastman, 5'11".
Okay. I feel like 5'11 is perfectly fine height.
Are you sure?
No, not at all. I think it's 6 feet, but I'm saying that because you're on stage right now. You just winked at me. I don't know what that means.
As a woman, I can say that I'm okay with 5'10".
Okay, so you've cleared the bar, I guess? I don't know what to say
my
to that.
My personal bar. You're good.
Have you ever dealt
Are
with
you
junk?
Are you hitting on me?
Nope, because you're a father, and I don't do that.
Well, no offense to fathers out there, but more importantly, you're married.
That is correct,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, so... you have a brand new record. It came out yesterday.
It did.
It's
yes.
called Breathe, and yes. this is from the SoundCloud page, and I want to talk about something related to it. Breathe takes its name from a simple pause of mindfulness, taking a moment to inhale deeply and exhale, calmly renewing in order to get down to feverish work in a chaotic era. So my question is this an album meant for meditation?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Do you meditate?
No.
Why are you a hypocrite then?
I do smoke weed though.
What the fuck? Oh. This is the goddamn theme of the night. Jesus.
Wait, Brandon, did you listen? Because I'm sorry, I didn't do my due diligence. I should have listened. But
yes, I listened to the album.
But did it feel like something you could relax to, even if you don't meditate?
Definitely
right?
A few of the tracks, but then some of the tracks reminded me of like early 90s, late 80s Moby in a good way.
Okay, I love
I
that.
I like early 90s.
Everything you're saying is right in my
that.
Alley.
I'll take that.
Moby.
I'll take that.
Some house stuff. There was one track that's like very difficult to meditate to. That was definitely your most industrial. It was later on in the record. It's like track 7 or something like that. But for the most part, you could easily close your eyes and get a good 5 to 10 minutes. But you can't do a 20-minute. You can't do an extended
like a
meditation.
Transcendental.
Yeah, look, I'll clarify that. I don't technically meditate, but I will sit down for half an hour or an hour and listen to music.
Will you do anything else?
And it's just fucking great.
So you
it's like when you do this professionally and you're in it so often, it's great to consciously just sit back and be like, I'm going to put on this album. I'm going to put on Eagles Hotel California, right? And I'm just going to listen to it beginning to end. Hmm. And it's a beautiful feeling because it's like, I'm in music all the time, and it's just great to like have this release moment where it's like, I'm not going to listen to any new music. This is not work. This is not my job right now. This is just pleasure. And that, to me, is it's meditation. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And if I'm smoking weed, it sounds even better.
Oh, God damn it.
Can I ask something? Because I'm not really good at listening to music unless there's an activity involved, whether I'm on the metro or I'm walking.
Dancing.
Or I'm dancing alone in my apartment with my dog or I'm at the gym. So, like, when you say you're sitting, are you literally just like, I'm on a couch and I'm listening to music? Let's take the high part out of it. Can you do that when you're not high? Just sit and listen to this music for, like, 20 minutes. Because me, I'm super not good at, like, being like not having an activity, right?
You could just sit, you're relaxing.
But I don't know what relaxing is.
Clearly, and that's okay. That's okay.
It's the jumpsuit, fuck. Every time I go to the bathroom, it's like a Rubik's Cube. But no, what I'm saying is like when you say you're sitting.
You need some weed.
I definitely don't need weed. We had this conversation earlier. But I guess what I'm saying is like you really do just like sit on a couch or whatever and listen
yes,
to this
Yes, I
music.
Sit on the couch and
you're not driving.
Apartment.
You're
yeah,
not on
my wife and son are asleep. It's like after 9 and I'm just sitting there listening to the Eagles Hotel California.
Even though Don
or
Henley
or Moby's Play or, you know,
I love
shoegaze
Moby's Play so
or
much.
Like old school hip hop. Just music, man. It's dad time. It's awesome. I love it.
I love that dad time doesn't involve your child.
Yeah, or wife.
Or wife.
Just this is my time to get high
you know
and
actually,
to listen to some millionaires.
Actually, if I'm honest, that's what my dad's dad time was. It had nothing to do with me. Don, if you're listening, give me a call.
What if this was the first time he ever heard you? Hour 10 of a marathon. I think I figured out who my daughter is, everybody.
Oh, he knows.
Let's talk about how you make the record. I find it interesting because yours is the only genre of music where there's not a guitar there, there's not a drum there, there's not a snare there. How are you listening to what you're creating? Are you listening on headphones or are you listening to your tinny computer speakers or do you have a very nice setup when you're making the music?
Yes.
All of it?
All of the above.
Okay.
I have studio monitors, which are pretty nice.
Where's your studio? Sorry
it's
to interrupt.
At my home.
Okay, you have a home studio.
Home studio, yeah.
That's impressive.
And then I have a club on U Street called U Street Music Hall.
What?
Where I test
Never
all
heard
the
of
tracks.
It.
It's so beautiful.
On U Street, it's what?
U Street Music
Weird.
Hall between 11th and 12th on U Street in D.C.
Okay,
I'll test tracks there, and then I'll listen to them on my phone. I'll listen to them on my laptop. You know, every different medium you can listen to it is helpful.
Yeah. Do you feel like that the barrier of entry is becoming lower and lower as technology becomes more diplomatic and easier, that the quality isn't rising, or because it's so easy, everyone's getting a little bit better, and there's no excuses to deliver poor product anymore.
Again, both. I don't think it's binary. I think both of those things are true. It is easier to make music now than when I first entered this industry a long time ago.
Are you adapting?
The very first demo I made was in 1994, and it was on 2-inch tape. And we were in a studio with an engineer, and now I can do stuff that sounds 14 times better on my phone.
Yeah.
I don't even need my laptop.
Exactly.
But yeah, it just makes it, you know, you got to be more creative. You got to be more interesting. Just because it's easy to make doesn't mean that it's going to be better. You got to use those tools to make creative stuff.
Do you find the same joy that you had when you were going in the studio in 1994?
Yes.
Really?
Because I don't have to, like, worry about whether or not the drummer is going to be able to get this shit right.
Sure.
You know, it's like,
no,
I don't have to
completely.
Worry about whether the engineer's hungover or whatever and spending, you know, $200 an hour to do this or whatever.
Would you ever want to go back to a studio, a classic studio situation?
Yes and no. I would not wish to have that be my only option.
Sure, sure, sure.
But yeah, I've had some very... I recorded an album at Omega Studios in Rockville, and it was because my friend, Archie Moore from Velocity Girl, was working there at the time. We recorded it between midnight and 5 a.m.
Sure.
Over a 6-week period. So I got to record guitars in their main symphony bay, a room that's bigger than this entire club.
Yeah.
And, you know, I felt like fucking Oasis. It was great, you know, but like, and that was great. It was fun. But at the same time, like, man, I wouldn't want to have to rely on that to make an album.
Real question, should anyone actually feel like Oasis? Is that a good thing?
I mean, yeah, I use that as a shorthand for rock and roll excess.
That's what I mean.
Right?
Is excess ever actually a good thing?
Well, I like 80s hair metal.
I don't.
You know, for some stuff.
But that's the thing. I don't like it for anything. Because here's the thing. I love joy, right? I like joy, but I don't necessarily want anything inherently homophobic, sexist, or racist. And it's very hard to get the hair metal. That's none of those things.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You're right. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
so
you know.
So, fuck it. It's not worth it.
Well, you know,
is the one guy on stage that hasn't been high today. So, I mean, or ever. So that's maybe the difference between us.
Yes, you need like, some weed, Brandon.
No, I don't think I do.
No, Brandon does not. I will. But here's my question. Was it excess or was it just necessary?
I didn't
at the
expect
time?
To talk about weed as often as I have tonight, by the way.
I didn't either. This has been the common refrain for seemingly every other guest. And that's bad for the bar industry. Bennett, thank God it's Bennett's birthday, because if people weren't drinking because it was his birthday, everyone would just be getting high, and that's not a good thing. So, Bennett, I want to thank you for being you. Anyways,
can I ask one more dumb question, or maybe it's not dumb? You have a studio. Was it literally just you? You're the only one that was involved in this process.
No, I have an engineer who helped me.
Sure,
with the
but
album,
like in terms of like, I don't know what the instruments or what is happening. Like, what is this? How do you record this as a person?
No actual instruments were harmed in the making of this album. It was made with virtual synthesizers on a computer, and it was done so consciously. It was done with a MIDI keyboard. It's a solo work, yes, entirely.
You can
entirely.
Do everything. You can do all these instruments yourself.
Well, I will, yes, but I will tell you that MIDI helps because you can go back and fix it when the timing is wrong. But yeah, most of the album was made by me. My engineer recorded some solos on it, which are really great that he did. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, it's all done with zeros and ones digitally.
Your child is almost three, is that correct?
He'll be three in March, yeah.
He'll be three in March. You're at the point where you probably need to monitor what they hear if you are so inclined. Is there any music that you once loved that now, as a father, you would not want your child to be absorbing?
Not yet.
Okay.
Is it because he won't understand it? Because I guess when he begins to understand things, is there something that you're like, ugh, like there are definitely some Beastie Boys songs where you're just like, that's not okay, but they're still amazing. So,
that's an example. Not hearing it isn't going to give you a perspective on how to address that in your life.
When was the last time you went to the club and you were very happy you own a club?
Last night.
That's great.
Yeah.
So it's pretty consistent. You're consistently happy at the place you... That's not the norm, I'd say. It's lovely that is your norm.
Well, I feel very privileged to do what I do. I love music. I've loved it for as long as I can remember. And I feel very privileged to have this venue. Last night, Juan McClain was there, and he's an old friend and DJ. First booked him 2004, 15 years ago.
And tonight you have another thing with a friend of the show, Robin.
Yeah.
You're the opposite of the you don't do the thing you love. You don't make the thing you love your job. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I did that on purpose a long time ago when I left my day job to do this.
Yeah.
If there's one piece of advice you have for someone that works in the music industry that wants to make it as busy as yours, what would you say they need to do? Is it to quit the day job and devote themselves full time? Is it move to a certain city? What piece of advice would you give like a 22-year-old?
Do what you do when nobody's telling you what to do.
There you go.
That's what your heart's telling you you're made to do.
That's actually fantastic advice.
That's really smart.
You do have the child, so I'm going to give you some gifts for the child. This is a National Zoo license plate because they can't drive.
Nice.
This is a children's robot watch that I don't know why I own, but now you own it.
Oh, cool.
And then this is a nice bag to bring that you could cart around your groceries. It's
your
sea
child.
Lions.
Nice.
It's sea lions.
And Will, I'll see you in a few weeks when I go to the M. Doty show, because I'm a 38-year-old woman who's going to go watch Mike Doty at your venue do all of the Ruby Vroom albums.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Soul coughing. You know? Hi. Nope, no one, just me.
Will, I need you to pick a number between 29 and 253.
253.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm competitive.
Would you rather have no rules at all or live with the rules you have? If there weren't any rules, what would you do differently? This is from the Kids Book of Questions by Gregory Stock, PhD.
I've never really played by the rules, so I'd say I'd rather have no rules at all.
I love rules. They're the best.
You need some weed.
No, I'm... Where are you from originally?
I grew up in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. We already gave the Brewers cards away.
That's fine. I'm a Nats fan anyway.
Too bad. We're out of Nats players. You don't get any baseball cards. Will, thank you so much
for
being here. His new album is Breathe. You guys know where U-Haul is. Put your hands together for Will Eastman, everybody. Thank you, Will. I am very glad our next guest is here with us tonight. She's a very funny woman, and she's the other half of that show that I can't pronounce. Bottomless Mamohahas.
Mamohahas.
It's a play on alcoholism. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Kate Flaherty, everybody. Kate!
Hi, it's me, Kate from the intro. Hi. Good, good. I got you just where I want you. Excellent. So, fun fact about me that you didn't ask for, but you're getting because I have the microphone. Instead of actually like sitting in self-reflection, the way I get to know myself is I just take endless BuzzFeed quizzes. So like I know what kind of cheesecake my star sign is. It's raspberry truffle, you jealous bitches. I was like taking them today because I'm useless on Saturdays. I'm useless every day, but let's pretend it's just Saturdays. And I was sitting there taking these BuzzFeed quizzes, and I found one, and it was like, what kind of sandwich is your anxiety? And we didn't cover that in therapy. So you fucking bet I was in there, like real fast. So like 8 gifts of Meryl Streep later, I get to my solution, and now I can't look at club sandwiches without breaking into hives. So that's cool. Lunch is gonna be fun for me on Monday. So I have anxiety. I don't know if you got that from the last bit, but I have it. And I have the real kind before it was cool to have anxiety. Now I know how people with depression feel. Except for I don't, because I have anxiety. So I have anxiety. Actually, it was great. I remember in middle school, my mom was like, now's the time for therapy. And I was like, right, puberty just kicked in. Get me in there. And I remember sitting across from this soft-spoken white lady. They all are. And she's like, Catherine, what we need to do here is we need to give your anxiety a face. Give it a name. Somebody you can say no to. So first of all, I've never said no to anybody. I gave a lot of blowjobs in college that way. So at 14, I decided to name the monster in my head, and I named her Beverly, or Bev, as she likes to go by. Bev is a 45-year-old white woman whose kids don't want to hang out with her. She drives a Jeep Wrangler and drinks white wine out of a thermos. She's always in Lululemon in my head. And Bev is the best. And by the best, I mean the worst thing that could ever happen to me. And she loves to show up at night because like that's when she's going to have the best time, right? So I'm like lying there in bed and she's like, hey, how's it going, sweet cheeks? And I'm like, hey, Bev, what's up, girl? She's like, oh, nothing. You thinking about your mortality? And I was like, yeah, death is inevitable. And she's like, it sure is, pumpkin. Oh my God, it sure is. You're gonna be alone. Anyway, I was just stopping by and thought I'd ask, is the door locked? Just wondering. And I'm like, yeah, the door is locked, Bev. I let my husband lock the door. He has a master's degree, so. It seemed right up his alley. responsibility-wise. And so, like, oh my God, well, that's great. Unless, you know, unless he's trying to sell you into sex slavery. I'm like, no, Bev, I don't think so. I live in Arlington, Virginia. The scariest thing to happen here is one time a Starbucks closed early and there were riots. But we moved past that as a community, and I think I'm okay. She's like, oh my God, you're totally right. Also, it'd be super uncomfortable because you definitely get returned. So that's Bev. And that's me. That's anxiety. No, it's great. Mostly what I worry about in my life is, so as mentioned, I have a husband. Brag. I fucking did it. And I'm never letting go. Woo! No. So, no, I have a husband. I did that. Check. And I'm really scared because he's an army guy, which I couldn't avoid because it's fucking DC. So I got me an army guy. So he's gone a lot. So it's basically like I'm still single. Just catfishing people on the internet on a Friday night to feel intimacy. But yeah, no, so I do a lot of that. And I'm really worried he's going to try and pull one of those YouTube things. I mean, like, I'm also worried he might die, but, like, mostly the YouTube thing. Because, like, I'm scared he's going to, like, come home early. And in those videos you see on YouTube, are you playing the drums right now?
Sorry,
he's getting a protein bar. But I'm sorry. No, but I'm like, deeply concerned he's going to try and, like, come home early. And, like, in those videos, people are always, like, crying and beautiful and, like, recently showered. And I'm, like, deeply concerned he's going to come home early. And he's just going to swing open the door. And it's just going to be me in a swimsuit for underpants. And a horse camp t-shirt from sixth grade. Holding a cat in one arm. And he's like, what the fuck happened? And I'm like, I'm a succubus who hates laundry. And you said you'd be back on Friday. And it's fucking Tuesday, bitch. Welcome to your life. We didn't sign a prenup, so that's good. Yeah, no, so that's me. I got back from my honeymoon recently, brag. And it was great. We went to some island where no one could contact me by cell phone. And it was my favorite week ever, because as mentioned, I have anxiety, and people contacting me is stressful, because I'm like, oh, God, I have to respond. Mom. Anyway. But I was on this island, and it's great because you're sitting back relaxing. The only downside is that there's always people at the resort that are, like, trying to get you to do shit. Like, they're like, don't you want to go parasailing up in the sky? And I'm like, no, I want to be drunk alone in this corner. Like, my husband can be here if he wants. But I'm going to get drunk on the beach. So there's this one guy who was, like, really persistent, though, and he was like, hey, buddy. Always talking to my husband because apparently they're buddies. Also, he knows where the money comes from. Bring up. And he like comes up and he's like, hey buddy, like, oh man, is this your lovely wife? And I was like, I was his lovely wife the past 2 days. Chances are it's still me. And he's like, oh great. Well, I just want to let you know we have an amazing snorkel trip coming up on Thursday. Amazing. Blue water, weird brag. He's like, there's gonna be fishes, also weird brag about the ocean. And he's like, and if you take her on this, she's gonna kiss you. Which I thought was like a weird sell. Like, we're on our honeymoon. If I'm not kissing you, like, cut your losses and invite your secretary. Fish aren't gonna change that. But yeah, and I just remember, like, I really wanted to, like, help him. And just be like, hey, hi, let's make this work for both of us. Like, fuck the fish, fuck snorkeling. If you can hook me up with a sloth, I'll do anal. Get me a fucking sloth encounter. So we went snorkeling. But I ain't no snorkel slut. I did not pay the toll. Nope, I threw up on a boat like an American. Fuck yeah, feminism. I don't know what feminism is, but that felt like it.
Kate Flaherty, everybody. Kate, that was so good.
Thank you. I'm sorry I called attention.
No,
to
I'm sorry. How often are you alone at home?
Are you asking for, like, murder purposes?
No. Your marriage sounds perfect to me. Like, truly, as an only child, I'm the person who's like, if I ever got married, like, I either want separate bedrooms, and this is not like me being a dickhead, I'm just like, seriously, I think
so you don't
want
to be married.
No, that's why do you have to have one bed to get married? I just think that, like, we should all have our own weird little space. Mm-hmm. Or different houses, but
once again, not marriage, just friends. You just want a friend, and that's cool.
No, just I'm just like I need my own weird. Like if I want to binge watch all of 90210 over the course of January.
Once again, just friends. You just want friends. That's not marriage.
What's happening?
You have to deal with all of the bad things the other person does while you watch 90210.
But why do you have to deal with
that? Because that's what marriage is.
But why do you have to deal with them if you could have separate rooms?
Then because that's not marriage.
Yes, Mom and Dad are fighting.
I mean, I'm never going to get married, obviously.
Not obvious.
No, it's very obvious.
It's only if you want to not be married.
I don't.
There you go. Then you're not going
to
be married.
Your marriage sounds amazing. No offense to you. I don't want your husband to die.
No offense. No. Your marriage sounds amazing.
I don't want him to die in a thing, but like you're just like, he's never there. And I'm like, sounds fucking great.
Yeah, so seriously, how often are you alone? I don't need like dates and times. I need percentage.
I usually get like a solid 3 hours at like home, like a day.
No, like when he's like away somewhere.
Well, usually I get like month-long periods when I get the trainings. Sometimes it's just a week for class, and then you know you get that sweet, sweet deployment where you forget how to live with another person, so they come back and you're like, "Why are you in my bed?"
Wait, where has he been deployed?
Georgia.
Yeah, where?
Oh, I thought we were actually saying Georgia. I was like, I'm from that state. Are we talking about that? No. I honestly don't think he's like been deployed for real.
Oh.
Okay.
We've just done like long.
All right, so everyone in here no longer feels sorry for you, right? You're like, he's away in Afghanistan, and now we're like, never mind, he hasn't gone anywhere. We are no longer on your side.
That's
we've
okay.
turned against her, am I right, crowd?
It's middle school all over again. No one likes me.
You
Go
do this
on.
In middle school? It's a weird middle school.
She had a boyfriend who was in the military in middle school.
He was in Canada, though, so it was the Canada military. Very similar.
I've been giving gifts to everyone.
I'm so excited. I actually noticed.
I got you this book that's a horrible book.
For better and worse,
a novel. It was the perfect marriage until everything went perfectly wrong. And I got this for you because I knew, because the last time you did the show, you talked about being newly married.
Yeah.
Hence Newlywed. Hi. But you didn't talk about your anxiety, and coupling those two together makes this the perfect book for you.
Oh my God, you didn't even know
that
this perfect storm was going to land
That's
in my
amazing.
Lap.
Does your husband like you?
I mean, honestly, yeah.
Great. Do you like your husband?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Do you like him more as the idea of a husband or his actual self?
No, like it as an actual person.
Yeah.
Because like an idealized version of my life with him,
yeah.
I don't fart for like a half an hour straight every morning. Actually, but in real life, I do.
Can
and
I
he
say something?
Still
I
likes
recently
me.
Read that people fart 10 times a day. And I looked this up because I was farting a lot recently and I was like, is this normal? If you're doing it at least 10 times a day, you're fine.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hold on. So you fart like when you wake up for a 30-minute period?
That's just like, you know, I have awakened because there's just an orchestra beneath the sheets.
So it seems like you're not passing gas at night.
No, I'm not a night. Well, if I am, I haven't set up a recording device to find out. I'm saving that for like 50 years, like spice it up.
Do you know what would like help that if you guys had separate rooms? That's a
once
call.
Again defeating the entire purpose
so
of being
why?
Married.
Why? It's who is the defined marriage as sharing a single bed? Am
Me.
I right? Well, Brandon,
it's my show. That's how it's fucking my rules. Marriage is having to deal with
you
all.
You and I are both only children, so I cannot believe we are not like on the same page. Page 69.
I chose to get married because I wanted to be in the same bed as my wife.
Wait, is this a book where people get murdered?
Yes. Clearly, that's why I gave it to you.
I don't get it. So, can I say there's an argument against marriage? Is the idea that there's a bed out there that provides two different sleep settings? I'm just saying, you wouldn't need that.
And then you don't get murdered and no one writes a book about it.
Hold on, that's the opposite.
No, they're so aware of the fact that you need your own space that they're like, fine, we'll make this one
fucking bed. It's not about having your own space. It's about being the best possible partner you can be. So your mattress, if you need a hard one.
When you're asleep?
Yes, at all times.
Guys, am I alone in this? Please help me.
You're literally alone in this. That's why you're not married.
Yay!
Because this is what you want.
Yay!
And I'm happy for you.
Come over to my house. It's the cool place.
There's a character in this book named Rocket.
This is exactly
I thought that was a typo.
How I felt that hour 9 would be going. Here's the thing about marriage. It's optional, Jen.
I know.
Okay.
Well, what I'm saying is, what if my marriage had two different bedrooms? Isn't that okay?
But you also said two different houses, possibly one down the street.
I mean, I'm just saying, whatever. Like, it can be whatever.
That sounds like just a good friendship. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I just like love my space so much.
So what you're saying is you love space more than people.
All I'm saying is I'm Neil deGrasse Tyson without the assault and abuse. And I love space. It's the final frontier.
So if you are alone, technically you are correct. That will be your final frontier. Do you like sleeping in the same bed with your husband?
Yeah.
Party.
It's solid for nightmares. You
Jesus
reach over
Christ.
And you're like, I didn't join a cult. I'm in bed with you. And then you can go back to
sleep. Oh, okay. So if he wasn't there, you'd have a nightmare.
Oh, no. I still have the nightmares, but I wake up. If I wake up alone, then I'm like, oh, God, maybe this is still the cult. But if I wake up with him, I'm like, no, he wasn't there. He didn't join the cult. I'm in bed.
So
it's fine.
The cult is the nightmare. You don't want to be in a cult.
I join cults in a lot of my nightmares.
Got it. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Do the
cults have a common theme?
Is it the Indiana?
Usually they start with me thinking I'm too smart to join them, and then I join them.
Have you ever taken a Scientology test?
No, but I went to Catholic school, and our last semester,
yes.
My religion class was all about not joining cults, and Scientology was touched
Shut
on.
Shut up!
No, like
that
they
was
were,
a class you
no,
had?
They called it other
Hold
religions.
Hold on, really quick. I would like to point out that Kate, who has not read all of this book, has clearly placed the book at a specific spot on a specific page that she's reading. Like she's like, no, I have a place. I don't want to lose
it. I just gotta like,
such a cult-like thing to like convince you that the thing you're not involved in is not a cult. They're like, this isn't a cult.
So the Catholic Church had you take a not join cults class.
So the way it played out is that they phrased it as like learning about other religions, but they were like, also it's like safety in college, and they like warned us that we could be vulnerable to being taken into a cult, so we had to learn about cults. And it started with cults, and then we moved into like Mormonism, Judaism, Scientology. It definitely got a little anti-Semitic.
Hold on.
I can't believe we haven't done this the whole time.
I know, hold on, really quick. I've been doing this a while. You said Judaism?
I did. That was a Rebecca Tearsmith, God
That's
bless her, had to leave the classroom because she was the only Jewish girl in our Catholic school. And she was just like, no, I can't do this.
Why was she in a Catholic school to begin with?
Georgia education system is trash.
Yeah. I was not baptized Catholic, but I went to a Catholic school my entire life.
I'm an Episcopalian.
Of course you did, Weatherby.
Not to brag, but we're like fun Catholics.
What accent are you doing?
Honestly, every time I told someone I was on this podcast, I was like, I'm on Weatherby's podcast.
Oh, you're doing kind of British.
It's very British.
You sound like who I wish I brunched with. When I say like...
That's the new pull quote for the show. The man you wished you brunched with.
Weatherby. He throws extravagant brunches.
You're like a store where I shop for suits that
Thank
I
Thank you. That's Weatherby's.
That I don't feel bad about. Not like Joseph A. Bank, who's just giving it away like a bunch of sluts.
Thank you.
You're a little more selective.
So I'm the brunch you want to eat. I'm the suit you want to wear. I'm not a man. I'm Brandon Weatherby.
And when you got married, do you remember the hashtag I used internally?
Weather?
Wedding B.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's proud.
That's just cute. Thank you, Jen. That's very cute.
I love you.
Well, I had fun.
I did too.
I learned that Jewish people are in a cult. And that's
news
to me.
We had questions, but they didn't care.
That's news to me. Please read that book late at night when you can't go back to sleep. I'm sure it will help.
Good. I will.
What's your favorite baseball team?
The Braves.
Pick another team.
All right.
Another one with a racist mask.
What's the one
Good
from
call.
Florida?
The Miami Marlins.
The Cleveland Indian. Okay, no, that's not.
The Marlins. Thanks, babe.
Miami Marlins. Is your husband here tonight?
He is.
Oh, I want to talk to him.
Where, raise your hand, dude.
Nice, dude. Come up here and don't say a word. No, I'm not going to do that. That's mean. I just wanted to critique his looks.
Actually, me
He's
too.
A nice looking guy. He's got a jawline and
what
everything.
What a shock. He's a good looking man.
Yeah, just really quick. Come on. I don't care. Come on.
After
just come into the light, babe.
Now let's auction him off.
Oh. Look at
I
him.
I won't win. I'm
you
very
look like
poor.
A Republican.
You're a good sport. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Kate, congratulations on everything. I'm very happy for you.
Thank you. I'm killing it.
I'm glad he lets you do comedy. You know how men are.
Oh, I know, sister.
What is this pose that you're doing?
I'm putting off that I'm very comfortable. I'm sweating profusely, but I'm so comfortable about it. Look at me.
Like yucky. I'm like so yucky.
I'm on my second suit. Don't worry about it. It's not a joke. I had a different suit on earlier, but then I sweat through it. So now I'm in this
shit. Well, Brandon's actually sick, so his fever just broke, which is exciting.
You
for
had a
all
concussion the last time I was here. So like,
yeah.
What are we doing?
I'm doing great.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you want me to get off the stage? Or?
I would like that, but...
All right, wonderful. Well, you asked everyone else a number, so I didn't know if I was waiting for a number.
You're your own person. Didn't we already do the question? Did we not do the question?
We did.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why I'm still here, sweating.
Yeah, that's why. Okay, I need you to pick a number between 29 and 250.
32.
I am so sorry about that. We are clearly out of 32. You get 60.
60 sounds right. I like it. That's what God wanted. Catholic
Fuck
school.
Fuck you. Oh, this is perfect for you. Have you ever thought you were going to die? For example, in a big thunderstorm or a car accident? If so, did the experience teach you anything you could tell your friends?
Oh my God, 100%. So I was at Six Flags over Georgia.
Is it good?
No, but it's great for what it is. I got on the Batman ride and I realized I hadn't pushed all the way down on my strap and the ride got stuck. So I was like half hanging and the guy I had a crush on was like holding my stomach in, which I was like really scared and really horny at the same time, but I was in middle school so I didn't know how to define it. But like I, you know, we got in, he held me the entire time, the ride started moving again, we landed, arrived, and I was sitting there and I was like, I almost fell out of a theme park ride the way most Georgians die.
Georgia the country, because they don't have any regulations on their rides, am I right?
It's similar to the state, actually.
It's right by Turkey, and you know what they're doing. Anyway, go ahead.
But no, I am, and I got there, and I looked around, and I was like, I almost died, but a boy touched me. So... danger makes
that.
Men touch you.
I am so glad we got to that question. That could not have been a better question and a better answer. Kate, thank you so much for your time. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Kate Flaherty, everybody. Kate, that was perfect.
Thank you.
Damn, that was perfect. One of my favorite musicians, Caroline Weinroth, is going to come up here and play a handful of tunes, and I'm going to say goodnight to Jen Tisdale.
God, thank you, Brandon.
Because her time has come to an end, so it's time for me to give her her book or her gift. This is Paperback Crush, the totally radical history of 80s and 90s teen fiction.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
You.
Jen, that's for you.
How John Hughes hated women?
We'll find out.
We love him still.
That's for you. Caroline, thanks for doing the show. I really appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Caroline Weinroth.
Hey. Thanks, Brandon. Thanks, everyone. I'm Caroline. I play in the band Cinema Hearts. And Valentine's Day is coming up, so I decided to play some love songs. And I'm realizing every single one of these songs I'm gonna sing for you all was about a guy who didn't wanna date me. That seems to be the theme of the past hour. So this first song is called Can I Tell You I Love You? Spoiler, he didn't. Can I tell you I love you? Can I tell you I care? Can I call you my sweetheart? Or would you be scared? Can I tell you I love you? Can I tell you you're mine? Can we hold hands forever? Or would you rather not try? This society keeps telling me that love is such a scam. But explain to me why I feel so free when I hold your hand. Can I tell you I love you? Can I tell you I care? Can I tell you I love you? Or would you be scared? Society keeps telling me that love is such a scam. But explain to me why I feel so free when I hold your hand. Can I tell you I love you? Can I tell you you're mine? Can we hold hands forever? Or would you rather not try? Can I tell you I love you? Can I tell you I care? Can I tell you I love you? Thank you. This next song is about hooking up with a lot of people or hooking up with the same person over and over, which can be cool and all, but kind of sucks if you're the one who's always driving. This song's called Loose Love. My wrist hurts and I can't sleep. Spent all night scrolling through your feed. Let's promise to hang out. That's what summer's all about. Let's explore the woods and each other's hands. Don't get too devoted, don't get too attached. You aren't the first one and you won't be the last. Don't get hung up on me, don't cry when it's done. It's only a loose love and we're just having fun. Oh, 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 loose love. Oh, 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 loose love. My head hurts, I can't stand this heat. Spent all day driving to your street. Is it okay if I sit on your bed? We'll play with each other's minds and waste each other's time. Don't get too devoted, don't get too attached. You aren't the first one and you won't be the last. Don't get hung up on me, don't cry when it's done. It's only a loose love and we're just having fun. Oh, 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 loose love. Oh, oh, loose love. Tell you things I don't tell my friends. We won't talk for months, cause it's all pretend. Don't get too devoted, don't get too attached. You aren't the first one and you won't be the last. Don't get hung up on, don't cry when it's done. It's only a loose love. Aren't you having fun? Oh, 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 loose love. Oh, 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 loose love. Oh, 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 loose love. Oh,
so this last song, I once dated a guy who worked in a record shop. I dated him for like a summer and I was infatuated and he gave me a lot of free records and then he dumped me for his ex-girlfriend. But I wrote this great song for him and it didn't win him back, but now it's a great song. This is called All My Life. Bring and buy some more. I've been in your store before. Didn't recognize the glass shine in your eyes. Share a song or two. You're like someone I always knew. Feeling mystified. Familiar hopes I cannot hide. I'm wondering what's your favorite color and have you loved another before? Thinking every day how I'll find the words to say. I've waited all my life for you. I've waited all my life for you. I've waited all my life, waited all my life, waited all my life. I've waited all my life for you. Share a secret poem. Take me to your haunted home. Didn't realize how many times I'd driven by. I'm wondering what's your favorite color and have you loved another before? Thinking every day how I'll find the words to say. I've waited all my life for you. Oh, it's nothing new. Burn and burnish before. Maybe you've been too. Oh, it's nothing special. Oh, it's nothing new. Burn and burnish before. Maybe you've been too. But I've waited all my life for you. I've waited all my life for you.
Thank you all so much.